Hey friends, and welcome back to The Sandwich, hosted by me, Amanda Muse. Today, it will be a solo episode. However, considering the circumstances of life at the moment, I believe there is a potential sound of a saw in the background. The wonderful, music to one's ears of children fighting. My dog is chewing on her own butt right in front of me. So it's like a little ASMR together with all of this. It's wonderful. As I record this, it's a Monday, a little bit of a gray day. I had a decent morning. It's afternoon. I don't know. I feel like my days have shifted. What I want to talk about today is control. I want to talk about what it feels like when you don't have it. Is there anything we can do about these feelings? We're going to get into it. So it's going to be like a little therapy session for us, I think, as we go about this. Oh, there's the sound of the chainsaw or whatever that is. At present, Dean is building himself a workbench. We're all finding ways to keep busy around here, I tell you that much. Because sometimes we need a break from each other, and that's where I'm at today. Okay, so before we jump into this episode, let's just take a deep breath, shall we? In through the nose, out through the mouth. I feel better. I hope you feel better. Right. Hello. I'm back. You're back. Let's talk. So what are we? Day 17 as I record this. Day 17. Wow. Seems like a big number. Although I'm pretty sure there's many more days coming, but I don't want to depress us. That's not what I want to do, because for me, that is a trigger at the moment where I'm noticing if I see things like, oh, we might be able to see people in June, I start to feel very panicked. So, you know, we don't want to go down that road, especially in an episode where I'm talking about control and the ultimate lack of it, you know, what we're forced to recognize within ourselves, and what that's been like. Because I think a lot of us are in the same boat at the moment, and no time like the present to face some demons, am I right? As you guys know, I have been vlogging this entire experience, which is interesting because when I started out on YouTube, I didn't start vlogging my life because I think that's a strange place to start, just kind of as a consumer of YouTube. You know, unless people know about you, I don't know how or why they would be interested in following your life. Even as I'm saying this out loud, I'm like, that is a strange thing for people to want to see what you do every day. However, what I found in sharing these moments is that it brings people together. There is a sense that we're not alone as we go through these phases of life. And so when I first started vlogging, which is like a video log, right? Vlog, some people call it, but it's a vlog. When I first started, it was in, you know, a really exciting time of life. I was living overseas in Malaysia with very small children, you know. I remember the day, like I had done a couple, I think like individual kind of videos here and there documenting a day in the life. But then I remember when we decided that we were moving back to Canada, I thought, well, my goodness, this is not an experience one goes through all the time where they're packing up all of their belongings and selling things and the emotional roller coaster a person embarks on when they go through such a big shift, and what an interesting time of life to document. And so I did. But then, you know, as you start settling back into a regular routine, I also vlogged some of that, but then I got kind of bored of myself, let's be honest. I was like, I don't want to look at another week in my life, you know? But alas, here we are in another strange time. Like, what an interesting time to be alive and to remember this, right? I pray that this is one of the last times we have to go through something like this, but so bizarre to be sitting at home, social distancing in a time where there's this worldwide pandemic. I don't think I need to add worldwide pandemic. It's a strange thing. I find, and I don't know if you guys feel like this too, like there's this, these moments where I feel like there's a, like I'm in the Matrix or something, and then there's this weird glitch and I'm like smacked with, this is reality. Like, this is your real life right now. And I'm like, nah, can't be, you know? And I find that those moments come when I'm just like sitting with myself and my feelings. I don't really like those feelings. Who's with me on that? Being forced to feel uncomfortable, potentially even scary, frightening things is not like, it's not really where I want to be. So I've noticed that I stay very busy, right? Even in life before this time, you know, it's running from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next. Listening to podcasts, exercising, making dinner, crossing stuff off my list. Like, I'm constantly on the go. And what I've been forced to acknowledge within myself during this entire experience is that your girl likes to control things. And I'm struggling because there ain't nothing for me to control right now. Painful. Painful. So I started thinking a lot about this, and I was inspired by Glennon Doyle. Do you guys know Glennon? I'm kind of in love with her. She is an author. She has an interesting story about how she came to be, and I'm a new follower to her. So I'm sort of figuring out who she is because I've seen her pop onto some, you know, people that I admire, their pages and their podcasts. And I'm like, wait a second, what's going on here? And I somehow stumbled onto her Instagram, her and her partner, and have kind of fallen in love with them before having ever read any of Glennon's books. And then she just released a book called Untamed. And so, you know, got lots of time right now to be doing stuff. Kind of lots of time, kind of not. You know, it's like a weird limbo. Anyway, I read her book and I just finished it on Sunday. And this book moved me. Like, I wish for all women to read this book. Now, it's funny because there's a person I admire on Instagram who I think I had shared something of Glennon's, and she's like, oh, I just can't stand her. And hey, not everybody's going to be your cup of tea. But I'm curious if it's because of the age that I'm at. Like, I'm 35. And I wonder if, you know, what Glennon's writing about, Glennon being 44, I think she is, you know, just 10 years nearly ahead of me, or 8 years, 9 years ahead of me. I can carry the one, I promise. But, you know, her being at a stage of life that's just ahead of mine, kids just a touch older than mine, and the realization that she's coming to, realizations, like the, all of these little moments of clarity that pop into her head about being a woman and what that means. And it honestly moved me. And there was so much stuff that I highlighted in this book. I was just like, oh my God, I need to talk about this. And so I think at some point I'd love to do a book review and share that with you guys on YouTube, because it's just a phenomenal book. But I want more of you to read it, you know, so that we can actually like have a fun conversation about it. Maybe even a live video. That would be fun. But with that book, and then because of this pandemic, she's been popping on Instagram and doing these little morning family meetings or something. Like, it's quite cute. But there's something about her energy that's very calm, very real, very much like she doesn't have her shit together during this period of life. And I really appreciate it because it's tricky. It is a really tricky time. Like, I find myself struggling with some of the emotions coming back to this control thing, right? And so I think it was on Sunday she shared an Instagram live where she was talking about her feelings about control. And it got me thinking, like, what? Oh, like, maybe that's the thing. Like, maybe that's what it's all boiling down to right now. So there is this fear of uncertainty that I don't know what's coming in the next week to months and onward. I don't even want to think to a year in advance. I pray that we're able to get back to some sense of normal living because it's so incredibly stressful. Like even talking sometimes about this, I find myself like winded because it's just, it's so heavy. I just don't want to think about it anymore. So because of this fear and this uncertainty, what's happening? Well, I got to speak just about myself. I'm trying to control other elements of my life that I have control over. What are those things? Fitness. So I've been trying to work out like at least 5 days a week. The first week I worked out 6 days. I realized that was a bit much. This past week, I think I worked out 5 or 6 days. But I take it, you know, kind of chill on some days and some days not. But I'm finding like I just need that time to not be in my head, not be thinking about things. And it truly takes my mind off it because I'm challenging my body. So there's one area of my life that I'm feeling pretty good about, right? Like I'm doing it, feeling good. Then there's like this fear and uncertainty around food. I spoke a bit about this, I think maybe even in the last vlog, but definitely, or not vlog, podcast episode, but this sense of like food scarcity, you know, like there's food is a real triggering thing for a lot of people when it comes to, bodies and our mental health. And for me, it's really like food, an abundance of food is safety and security to me. And when I feel like I can't just pop into the car and go get whatever I want, whenever I want, it really creates a sense of panic that washes over me. So I'm like, oh, there's the thing, you know, there's a little trigger. Then you've got work. I don't know what's going to happen with my work. I'm hoping because of the nature of what I do, that I do work from home, that it is all like self-propelled, that my brand sponsorships will carry on and I can continue to support my family. But again, I just don't know. Like we just don't know. You know, my husband got laid off effective May 1st and he's, you know, dealing with his own thoughts and emotions around all of that. And honestly, it's a whole lot of shit to carry. And I know I'm not alone. And I know so many of you are in a similar situation. And it is a freaking burden at the moment, right? It is heavy. How do I put that down? How can we put it down? How can we be at peace with all of this? So there's all of this like churning above our heads, right? But then how does that actually like pop up in regular life? So all of these thoughts are churning and all of them, if you really boil it down, are rooted in fear of uncertainty. Like just, I'm a little bit scared, right? It's okay to admit those things. It's okay to say that out loud. It just feels really bizarre. And I've noticed that because there's like so little that I have control over at the moment, I'm a touch snappy with some people. And I find that I am lacking gentleness. I don't know how to be gentle at the moment. I can't even say the word properly, let alone know how to do it right now. And so I find that like, I'm like, what's going on here? I'm feeling a lot of guilt around some of my reactions to some of my family members. But then also probably the most surprising, like I feel like I can justify getting mad at my kids or just being a little, you know, beacon off to Dean or whatever, like, you know, reasonably we probably annoy each other a regular amount, right? Considering like the close proximity that we're all in right now. But I find the part that is really making me pause is the lack of compassion that I have for myself right now. Like it dawned on me this weekend after having finished the book Untamed, having listened to Glennon on her Instagram live, that I legitimately do not know how to rest. And saying this out loud to you, admitting it publicly, I could weep. Like it's the strangest thing. You know, over the years, Dean has mentioned things like if he's resting and laying down and having a nap or whatever, that I like come for him, you know, like I'm not nice about it. I can be really snarky. I can say rude things. And it's all true. Like, what the heck is wrong with me? And I never was able to put my thumb on what the hell my problem was, honestly, until I was reading this book. And I'm like, it's like, oh, did she write that paragraph about me? Like, there was this part and it literally was like, you are upset at that person. So like, I am experiencing all these negative feelings about rest because my husband knows how to do it and I don't. My husband knows how to prioritize himself and I don't. My husband sees the value of slowing down and giving his body what it needs and I don't. My husband values himself enough to not base his sense of worth on his ability to hustle 100% all the time. And I don't know how to do that. And that is some heavy shit, friends. Like, I was kind of wobbling there, even just saying the words out loud, because it is unbelievable to me that I didn't see that connection before. And I need to work on it, because when you are forced to be in a situation like we were all in right now, I mean, it's like somebody, I don't know, is anyone else feeling this? I would love to know. Like, it feels like there's just this mirror been put in front of me. And I keep trying to dance away from the reflection and I don't want to face the reality of some things about myself. But like, I got nowhere to go and nowhere to be. And so I'm forced to see and recognize these traits about myself, and they're not bad things. It's just like, Amanda, why can't you be gentle with yourself? Why don't you allow yourself to lay down and have a nap? So on Saturday, I was feeling really tired and just like, you know, it was a rainy day and it was a Saturday. Like, it's a Saturday. Why do I need to justify this? But even watch, even as I tell you, I mean, I can't fight the feelings, you know? So I had done my workout, fed the kids, did the thing. Had a nice shower and I was like, oh, I just really want to get back into my book. You know, when you're really into your book. Got on the bed and I had like a little cover, like a spare blanket. I didn't even want to pull it on myself because I knew if I got too cozy, I would fall asleep. And then I'm laying there and I'm like, well, what's the big deal if I have a nap? Like, Dean's got the kids, fully capable. Kids are cool. They can handle themselves. Nobody's going anywhere. I could totally have a sleep right now. And I was like, that's it. I'm going to be such a rebel. And I pulled the blanket up. Well, within 15 minutes, I was passed out. When I woke up, I for sure inhaled like 5 Oreos. But then this like sense of guilt just crept in because I didn't do the laundry and I didn't put the kids' clothes away and I didn't vacuum and I didn't all these things I didn't do. And I was really upset with myself. And I just am like, oh, for the love, Amanda, you've got some work to do. And then on Sunday, I was forced to forced to ask myself the question, like, is my value as a human being connected to my output? And yes, it is to a certain degree. It is. Like, we can't be living in some fantasy that, like, you know, I just sit on my bum and do nothing for my family and don't pull my own weight. And like, obviously that doesn't work. But I, you know, am I entitled to rest? Yes, of course. Right. And I think what it comes down to is I have this fear and this hatred of laziness, never wanting to be perceived as lazy. You know, if Dean ever calls me lazy in an argument, because let's be real, if you know your partner well, you're going to pull out all the things that's going to hurt the most, right? In those heated moments. And I know that if the term ever pops up or is implied that I am lazy, it's like, it's going down. Like, I can't handle it. Like, it's like, I pride myself on being anything but lazy. I am output queen to the max, right? And it's a really tricky thing to see those things in yourself and like, how am I going to fix this, right? Like, I've been doing this and being this way my entire life and it has served me well. It was there in a time where I needed to survive and be everything for myself and support myself financially and help myself get to the next level of life. And so it served me well. It's just, I have a hard time to stop and appreciate the good. And it's interesting because I talk a lot about doing just that. And if there's anything that I've learned about this social media space is that more often than not, what people speak about and speak to, the experts, if you will, is generally the thing that they have needed to work on and continue to work on. Like that's, it's like we teach what we need to learn. It actually makes me think of a story, and I may have told this story before, but it's one of those moments where it like took my breath away. Like, oh, you know, when, again, it's like a mirror being put up to yourself about yourself, and those moments and those new things we learn are not always the easiest pill to swallow. And I remember, this was a lot of years ago, so I was working in Vancouver. I was managing an administrative team for an insurance company, and we had this huge project, and it had been like a couple years in the works, like switching over from paper to paperless, and it was a whole thing. Oh my goodness. Anyway, and I remember coming to the end of this project and, like, you know, little overachiever, walking into HR, and I was really friendly with the HR, VP of HR. And I was like, hey, this project's coming to an end. Like, I'm so excited. You know, what do you got next for me, kind of thing? And she kind of smiled, and she was a little older than I was. And in her own way was just like, you know, you can just enjoy this time. Like, you finished the project, you wrapped it up with a nice bow. You did it. Enjoy it. Like, enjoy this time where you're not working 12-hour days and you're not forced to work from home, and it's good. And I remember thinking to myself, oh, cool. Okay. And trying to sit with that. And I ended up finding a way, and I all of a sudden was like, oh yeah, I have friends and I can go see friends after work, and I'm not working all the time. But it's such a strange thing when, again, when the fear of laziness, when the fear of survival is all mixed in there, and you equate value and success with never stopping. That's, you're just going to run yourself into the ground. And so over the years, as things have gotten easier, I felt like, oh, I can output a little less or hire out and do these kinds of things. And I have, and I figured out a groove that's working professionally. But of course, as one area of life kind of gets organized, oh, you have time to look at other areas. And so this element of my personal life with this, you know, all mixed in with this pandemic and fear has really brought about this idea of, when am I going to find time to be gentle and compassionate with myself? All of those same things that I'm able to provide to others and share this nice message, like, at what point am I going to be deserving of that same tenderness? And in that Instagram live that Glennon had done, which I will link below if it's still there, it's such a lovely little listen. She's quite funny too. But it was like, she said, you know, this very poignant line, which is, those people who are gentle with themselves and compassionate and tender for themselves also show all of those things to others. And I thought, oh yeah, it'd probably be a lot easier on relationships in my life, people that are important to me. If I was more compassionate with myself, I bet you I would have that much more patience, that much more tenderness to give to others. Right? I hope so. The one thing I want to include, because I feel like I can be coming across as like a very harsh person, and this concept of needing to do more, needing to achieve more, I've never imposed that on others. Dean may disagree, but I really don't, in my heart, feel like everybody needs to be outputting at the same degree as myself, because I have such high expectations for myself. But I do think that this whole time, like I've said, has really forced me to kind of figure out Like, why is that happening? And that just because a behavior is happening and has happened for X amount of years, right? Like my entire life, that's a long time. It's still okay to change those things. And it's not going to be this easy, whoop, 180, you're done. Look at you go, you know, now, like these are ingrained habits and thought processes that have existed since my brain started shooting off fireworks, right? So it's like, how am I going to actually be able to make a shift? And something that I feel keeps popping up, like the universe keeps sending me these bloody messages and I'm not really doing a good job of listening, which means they keep showing up, but meditation keeps popping up into my periphery. And I haven't made time for this, but I've started to introduce it in slowly, right? Like, I know I've mentioned that I sometimes have trouble sleeping at night, falling asleep. Side story though, the reading. Reading is a lovely way for me to fall straight asleep. But watching these very relaxing videos at night, they're ASMR videos. It's just this gentleness that lulls me to sleep. These very gentle voices, soothing music, sometimes strange sounds. It sounds super bizarre, but it's like a very meditative thing. And then I have some apps for meditation. And every now and then I'll dabble. Like I'll have a free empty house on a Tuesday. This is pre-pandemic, by the way. And I'll just like lay down and do this meditation for 10 minutes. And I know that it is a practice and that it's not the easiest thing to accomplish right away. And maybe that's why I haven't like wholeheartedly jumped into it. But lately, really interesting, you know, thought leaders have popped into my Instagram feed or ears from podcasts whose success they've attributed to their ability to stop and slow down and rest and meditate. And I'm realizing that I'm kind of hitting this wall right now where I can't go through this. I can't go around it. I can't distract myself out of it. I need to start making this something that's part of my life and just like walk through this moment. So, being the doer that I am, I don't want to provide myself with this epic list of shit to do when I'm supposed to be finding ways to rest and be cool with rest. So I've literally put two things on my list. The first is just make time for it. Just make time for meditation. Whatever that looks like for me, I haven't quite figured it out, but this is my time to figure out what meditation looks like for me. I'm not going to put myself on a schedule. I want it to feel natural and organic. So I'm going to try. I'm not even going to make promises to you guys because I always feel obligated to like really follow through. But I'm really going to try and do this for me. And I think it's going to impact so many other areas of my life. And the second thing is because I've been made aware of this weird knee-jerk reaction to other people resting, specifically my partner. Because I don't know why. He's like the closest person to me. So that's probably why. But finding it within myself to sense when those emotions come up about feeling frustrated with him when he's resting and not respond in my normal habitual way, because it is such a fight starter. He doesn't understand why I'm coming for him. He's such a provider and such a hard worker in this family. He's entitled to rest. Obviously, when I say it like that, I'm like, well, duh. But in the moment, these feelings cloud my brain. And I'm really, really going to try those two things. And I must admit, it was funny because, you know, naturally, I listen to things and pay attention to things on the internet that Dean does not and are not of, you know, of interest to him. But we were sitting around kind of checking in with each other as we've been trying to make more time for during these weird times. And I had mentioned to him this thing about this new discovery I made of myself and perhaps why I've had such a hard time with him resting is because I truly just don't know how to do it. And it was so sweet because he was like, thank you. And that's it. That's all he said. He was like, thank you for acknowledging that. And I was like, oh my God, like it's been a thing. You know, if you've been in a relationship for a long time, there's these little triggers, these little fight starters where it's never going to end well, you know, and that has always been a thing with us. And I'm realizing it's very much a thing with me. And it's kind of an exciting moment and an exciting discovery to recognize how much power we actually have to control so many different elements of our life. But like, this is just one tiny thing, but I think it's going to have a really big impact. So anyway, kind of a little ramble there about control and, you know, life as we know it right now. And anyway, I think this is an interesting time for so many reasons, but specifically this reflection, this self-reflection that may be happening, which is very uncomfortable at times because it's like a forced self-reflection. I didn't want to know this information, but it's been forced upon me. And now that I know that it exists, I got to do something about it. And I know it's going to be good. It's just not going to be easy to get to that place. So I would love to know your thoughts on these things. If you've read Untamed, I would love to hear if you enjoyed it. Based on what I know about Glennon Doyle, I don't know if I would love her first book, because now that I know what her life was going through, the first and second book even, I don't know. But I'm definitely a fan of the messaging in this one. It is so empowering. I just loved it. It's Untamed, truly. Anyway, that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed this solo chit chat. Be sure to check me out on YouTube, as I've been putting out 3 videos a week now for the last 2 weeks. I would love to know what you're thinking of the podcast so far. If you get a chance to leave a review over on iTunes, 5 stars would be great. I would really appreciate it. It helps get the podcast into new ears. We've had quite a boost in listeners and downloads since January, or December actually. So I'm so grateful for each and every one of you who tune in when an episode pops up. And yeah, find me on Instagram. Let's chat more about this concept of control. And if you want to tell me if you've read Untamed, I would love to hear it. And that's it, guys. So thank you so much for listening, and I will catch you in the next episode. Bye.